Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 23rd edition. Coming at you a little earlier than normal. Got some stuff to do this evening, so I want to get this in beforehand so you guys have a show on Tuesday for a monster 15-game slate. So you guys will be ready to rock and roll, get your lineup started, and watch for weather, watch for lineups, all that fun stuff, where you can ask questions to me on Twitter at BDentric or check us out in the free Fantasy DGens Discord to get all the help you can need right there. Also, if you give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify, that'd be great. If you're watching it on the YouTube, which a lot of you guys are, which I appreciate, give it the old thumbs up. Leave a comment. Helps out a ton as well. All right. 15 games. We have a biggie on tap for your Tuesday. The totals that we have out for now, Braves, Pirates, 7.5. Reds, Phillies, 8. White Sox, Orioles, 7.5. Mets, Yankees, 8. Giants, Tigers, 7. Angels, Rays, 7. We got Blue Jays, Red Sox, 10. There's our first big total of the night. D-backs, Royals, 9. Got a banger there. Rangers, Rockies, Coors Field at 11. Guardians, Padres, 7.5. Marlins, A's, 7. Nationals, Mariners, 7.5. Brewers, Dodgers, 7. There's 3 totals over 9. Everything else is below 8. And there are some good pitchers, so it checks out. But something you don't see every day. Let's put it that way. So let's just get right at it. Pitching on this 15-game slate. You got Carlos Rodriguez. There's 9 pitchers. There's 30 pitchers on the slate. 9 of them are above $9,000. Almost a third of the pool, which is bonkers as well. We got Carlos Rodon coming off a 30-point performance against Arizona on the road in good old Comerica Park, going up against the Detroit Tigers team, striking out over 23% of the time versus lefties this past month with a 90 WRC+. Rodon's the most expensive pitcher for a reason. Out of the most priced up guys, he's got one of the better matchups, no doubt about it. If you want to pay for it, I get it. It's just risky. Like I said, with Scherzer at that price point, you need that 30-point performance. Scherzer didn't do it on Monday. Doesn't mean he won't do it his next time out. Rodon could still do it. But 30 is a lot. 30, you got to be very good, very efficient, lots of strikeouts. If you want to pay for Rodon, let's just say I like it better than I like Scherzer. I like Rodon at Detroit better than I like Scherzer at the Yankees. So we got that going for us. So if you don't pay for Rodon, you can. I'd rather pay for Rodon at 11,000 than Burns at 10-6 against the Dodgers. Maybe crazy on that one, but I'd rather do that. And what most people will probably do is you got Justin Verlander at 10-5 at home against Minnesota Twins. Verlander coming off a bit of a hiccup his last time out. Now he gets a Twins offense that's only striking out 19.5% of the time versus righties this past month. So I still don't mind, even with that K rate, to look at Verlander as in a bounce-back spot, maybe lower ownership because of how he pitched. And then you got Dylan Cease at 10,000 at the Baltimore Orioles. Cease has been an electric factory. His last start was his worst start in like 2.5 to 3 months, and he only got 3 runs in 5 innings. He just he's been that good. It's his, we've been spoiled with Dylan Cease, 20 points, 20 points, 20 points, plus, all over the place. He's $10,000 at the Baltimore Orioles, a sneaky Baltimore team, 21% K rate, 271 average, 114 WRC plus the past month versus right-handed pitching. So that's like the 10K and above range. Great pitchers, interesting matchups. That's where Rodon kind of stands out at $11,000. That's where I'm leaning up top here. And then I kind of follow it up with a little JV action at home against Minnesota, Cease, then Burns. But all great pitchers, all have their merits in their own rights. Now, if we go down cheaper into the 9K range, Robbie Ray might be the, you know, just save money. Go straight below 10K. You got Robbie Ray, $9,900 at home against the Nats. This is a phenomenal spot. Like, literally, you could just punt the 10K range, come right down to Mr. Robert Ray against the Washington Nationals, who over the last month, striking out 25.5% of the time versus lefties, 252 average, 94 WRC+. He's pitching at home. It's a great spot for Robbie Ray. So, literally, if you want to not go into the 10K range, start with Robbie Ray at 9,900. Cool with that one. So he might be the more popular play as we start digging in a little deeper. You got Max Fried at $9,400 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. This is oh so sneaky. Fried coming off a gym against the Mets, back to back pretty decent starts against the Mets, but he's been great. Fried's been awesome as advertised this season. He's $9,400 and he gets a Pirates team. We saw Braxton Garrett dominate because lefties strike out the Pirates 26.5% of the time over the past month with an 89 WRC plus. So Fried at 94 in another good spot. So you could literally start Ray and Fried if you want to avoid the 10K range. Zero problems on either one of those. Ranger Suarez has been good lately. Just not sure I want to pay 9,200 good for him when I have Fried and I have Robbie Ray right there. And I'd rather, if I'm going to go tournament and I'm going to go gambling, I'm going to gamble with Nick Lodolo personally. Like, it's a riskier spot. And if he's not walking guys, he's phenomenal. If he's walking guys, it's going to be a mess at 9K. No one's going to play him against Philadelphia. No one. And I don't blame you if you don't. It's a risky, risky endeavor. But Philly's striking out 22% of the time versus lefties. But they do have a 307 average, 173 ISO, 131 WRC+. Very risky. Tournament only with Lodolo. But that dude just got such a ceiling. When he's locked in, he is pure filth. Not, like, numbers can't – a team's average against a certain pitch-handedness does not justify an on-target Nick Lodolo. So – tournaments only with Adolo, be ready for the boom or the bust, but it's a very intriguing situation there. I still lean Ray and Fried in this 9K range. They might be the best two options in the 9K and above, all things considered. Now, when you drop down, it gets a little more dicey. You got Kleb Dog against Cleveland. It's interesting. Taiwan Walker, no thanks. Pablo Lopez, we talked about that last night. He got pushed back. You got Frankie Montas at 79 against the Red Hot Mets in Yankee Stadium. I'll pass on that one. So we skipped through the 8K range and we're into 7K. That's where you start with Corey Kluber. He's one of like 20 pitchers with a 20% K rate and a 13% plus swinging strike rate over the last month or so. Ryan Bloomfield put out one of his Bloom boards on that. He's been great. Coming off 22 points at the Yankees his last time out. Got beat up by Baltimore of all teams. But gets an Angels team that, you know, they're gotten better, but they're still struggling. 25% K rate versus righties, 224 average, 84 WRC plus. If you're looking for a cheaper pitcher, the Klubot at 77 is just fine. Stripling, if he had better strikeout stuff, I'd be much more on board. He did get 7 Ks his last start out, his first start from the IL. He had 5 Ks prior to that. I'm intrigued just for the fact that we've seen what Boston has been lately. Stripling, $7,400. I recommended Brubaker the other day. He crushed it. I'm willing to take value against Boston because they're just so slumpy right now. 23% K rate over the last month, 90 WRC plus versus righties. So Stripling makes the values as well. Him and Klubot at 77 and 74 are both options for you. Aaron Civale at 7K is interesting. I hate attacking San Diego, even though that offense has been struggling quite a bit. So you can go Civale if you want to kind of prefer Stripling or Kluber, but Civale is there at 7K if you need it. Now it gets fun. Jose Suarez, 66 hundo, coming off 5 1/3, 3 hits, 3 earned, 5 Ks against Seattle, a couple gyms versus Oakland, which you should hope for. But he gets Tampa Bay and pitcher-friendly Tampa, but more importantly, a Tampa Bay team striking out 25.5% of the time versus lefties this past month. Hitting 225, 110 ISO, 88 WRC+. So when it comes to value, Jose Suarez was looking pretty, pretty good at $6,600. So I like that one in the punt department. And if you really need a punt, you could look at Austin Voth against the White Sox, a White Sox team that's just bad right now. He's $6,300, coming off four straight starts of 15 points or more at Toronto, at Tampa, Pittsburgh, at Cincinnati, Great American Small Park. Voth has changed the pitch mix up. Velocity has been better of late. $6,300, again, a struggling White Sox team that you can look to exploit as of late. So Voth is 63, Suarez is 66, two viable punts. That's why I kind of almost wouldn't even use Savali. If I don't want Stripling, I don't want Kluber, I'd rather go down to Suarez and Voth. And honestly, looking at price points and potential upside, I'd almost rather have Suarez and Voth over Stripling and Kluber. I'd rather take the risk of a blow up and save $1,000 or whatever and go down that route. That's kind of what I'm thinking at this point in time. So recapping your pitching, Rodon at 11K is great. All the guys up top are awesome, but I go Rodon, Verlander, Cease, Burns, 10K and above in that order. But you might not need to. Robbie Ray's 99, Fried 94, both good options. Lodolo, if you're feeling really frisky at 9,000, but it's very, very risky. And then you got Kluber and Stripling at 77 and 74. And like I said, if you just want to say screw it, I have zero problem going all the way down to Jose Suarez at 66 and Austin Voth at 63. So there's good pay-up spots and pretty decent value on the mound on a big, big slate, which allow you to get all the bats you want. We mentioned three games with high totals, and one of them is Coors Field. So you're going to know where the chalk's headed tonight. Let's talk bats on this 15-game Tuesday slate. Catcher's position for you. JTR's crushing it. If you are fading Nick Lodolo at 56, that's where you want to go. But I'd probably go a little cheaper. I look at the likes of Sean Murphy versus Pablo Lopez at 46. Murphy's just been a beast. MJ Melendez at 45 versus Zach Davies is also enticing. Jonah Heim and Coors versus Marquez at 4K is outstanding. Heim is having a great year. I believe he's leading all of baseball for catchers in home runs. Now he goes to Coors Field against Herman Marquez at 4K. And I know Dire Work has a great chart in the Discord that we can all use. First game from the road team in Coors Field usually leads to the under situation. It's been pretty damn accurate. So maybe we temper our expectations. I'm just saying if you want to value with Jonah Heim at 4K, in Coors Field is a pretty solid value in that regard.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Going down to the mid-3Ks and below, though, Danny Jansen at 34 versus Winkowski is not a bad value. Same with Travis d'Arnaud. I kind of want Danny Jansen in that matchup. Going below 3K now on my boy, Shane Langeliers is up to $2,800. He's creeping up, folks. This is why we play them when they're cheap. This is why I pound the desk to play these guys when they're cheap. He's still too cheap at $2,800. Him and Joey Bart. Joey Bart at 27, both great price tags. Both playing in bad ballparks to hit in, but great punts. Langeliers at 28. Joey Bart at 27, Eileen Joey Bart, much better matchup, but both really good values respectively in their lineups. And then other than that, nothing too strong that stands out at the catcher's position. First base, Goldie's always in play. He might be the MVP for crying out loud, so it's pretty simple to say he's in play. Pete Alonso, if you want to fade Frankie Montas, don't mind that either. But if you want to slip below the 5K range, now you got CJ Cronin, Coors, Rhys Hoskins versus Lodolo in your tournaments. I don't mind that. I think Christian Walker is a great GPP play at $4,600. Will go completely overlooked on this slate. The batting average is bad, but I've talked about it with Bloomfield on Bench with Bubba, Bubba the Bloom. His XBA and all the expected stats are through the roof. The dude's been crushing it over the last like month, hitting like 260. So if people look at the full season number, not justifiable. Dude's mashing home runs, and you can hit a lot of home runs off of Heasley. So this is the thing. No one will use him on a 15-game slate. You might get him like less than 3% ownership. So it's a total tournament play, but Christian Walker at 46 is a guy I just wanted to give a little love to because he'll go super, super overlooked on this slate. So cheaper options. If Trey Boo's in the lineup at 4K versus Sanchez, zero problem with that. That's got some nice leverage there. Nathaniel Lowe, though, see, Texas is too cheap. Nathaniel Lowe in Coors Field against Herman Marquez, probably hitting fourth or fifth in that long, $3,600. Thank you, DraftKings. If you are fading Jose Suarez, Harold Ramirez is back, and he's been crushing it. He loves hitting lefties. He's $3,400. And Isak Paredes as well. He's first base, third base. Ramirez, first base, outfield, both for Tampa Bay. Again, Ramirez, 34. Paredes is 3,200. A few other cheap ones. As you scroll on down here, Brandon Belt's only 3K. He's been struggling a ton. But man, 3K is still a great price point for that matchup versus Hutchinson. I just don't know on this side of a slate if you need to be that cute. Like, honestly, I'd rather go Pujols at 2K versus Adrian Sampson. If I'm going to get cute, I'm going to take Pujols, who is red hot, nuclear hot right now, at $2,000 versus Adrian Sampson and maybe a windy game in Wrigley. We'll see. Second base position for you. No problem with Drury if you want to go there. But, you know, this Arizona thing, they're a total boomer bust offense. Heasley's more of a bust than a boom. So Ketel Marte at 52, Josh Rojas at 52. Josh Rojas also has third base eligibility. Josh Rojas has 10 stolen bases since the All-Star break. Yes, I am writing an article about guys from the All-Star break, and Rojas is in there. Over hitting over 300, two homers, 10 stolen bases. That's called stacking the stat sheet and getting you DK points. So Ketel Marte at 52, Josh Rojas at 52 as well. Both are intriguing payup spots that no one's going to play Arizona, flat out. And I'm not saying you have to, but it makes for an intriguing stack, or at least a secondary stack on a 15-game slate in a good matchup that'll go overlooked because people look at the numbers a little differently. Other positions here at second base, you know, you could look at Jonathan India versus Ranger Suarez at 47. Don't hate that. Jeff McNeil at 43, having a great season, going under the radar there as well. Going below 4K now. Well, not at 4K, you got Gene Segura at 4,000 if you're feeling that one. But below 4K, you got the likes of Nick Madrigal's mainly cash, if anything. Christian Arroyo, if you're not using Stripling, Arroyo at $2,500 is swinging it very, very well. And our boy Von Grissom got a pump. He's up to $2,300, folks. Still too cheap. Still way too cheap. There's your value of the slate. I haven't even gone into another position yet. Value of the slate, still, because he's too good, is Von Grissom at $2,300. All right, let's head to third base. We got Machado, is always worth the look, but Devers against Stripling at 6K if we get the pitch to contact strip. But I kind of like saving even 400 more and give me some J-Ram versus Klebdog at $5,600 or even some Austin Riley at 53 versus Brubaker. I like both of those options instead of paying up for Devers and Machado. All great plays, though. They're elite. You got Josh Rojas at 52, like I mentioned before. Bobby Witt Jr. at 49 might get overlooked. That KC Arizona game, what is the total on that one again? Because those are two bad pitchers. It's two bad teams. Total's nines. That's one of the three totals that are high. So no wonder it's tricking the bell. That Arizona KC game, because most of like Toronto and Blue Jays, like the East Coast bias, and you got Coors Field. So the third high total games, Arizona and Kansas City, that might be our window, folks. That might be our window. Bobby Witt Jr. at $4,900 versus Zach, I don't talk to my wife, Davies. But I don't mind Matt Chapman at 48 versus Winkowski. That's a very good spot. Eugenio Suarez is another one of those kind of GPP Christian Walker type plays. We love targeting Suarez versus lefties. He still hits a lot of power, a lot of home runs, and Eric Fetty sucks. So Eugenio Suarez at 48 could be that guy. I'd rather have Chapman, I'd be honest, at 48. But Eugenio could be that guy as well. Ryan McMahon's having a decent second half. He's $4,600 versus Dane Dunning. He's got five homers and three stolen bases in the second half of the season. So keep an eye on Mr. McMahon in Coors. Below 4K now. Ramon, no, I'm not. No, not doing C's. But Isak Paredes, $3,200. Talked about him a second ago. He's an option for you. If JD Davis checks the Giants lineup, he's $2,900, but he probably won't get the starter. It'll probably be Evan Longoria in that matchup. Shortstop position for you. Got Trey Turner. It's 59 is great. That's phenomenal. But Corey Seager and Coors at 58. Yep. I think Francisco Lindor is a phenomenal play with that short porch tonight versus Frankie Montas at 58. So some really good pay-up spots there. But as always, you can save money and go below 5K. Bobby Witt, third base shortstop eligible at 4,900. That's a premium look for you. Even cheaper plays, not much. Jorge Mateo gets ceased, though. It sucks. Paul DeJong could be okay versus Sampson at 38. I prefer him versus a lefty, but it plays. It plays in that much. If Jeremy Pena struggled a lot of late, but he's only $3,800 for Sanchez, that could be a bit of a value for you. Miguel Rojas is $2,800 versus the lefty Logue, who's bad for Oakland, so Rojas could just be a punt if you wanted to at the position. Brandon Crawford's only $2,500. He's been bad, but he's dirt cheap. So shortstop, as usual, pretty much a pay-up spot. Let's head to the outfield on 15 games. You're going to have everybody and their mom available for you here, like Juan Soto, Mookie Betts, all fine. And Dandy, Aaron Judge broke his 9-game homerless streak on Monday night, so you got him going for you. But I think J-Rod at 59 goes overlooked in this range against Fetty. That's a really good spot. You got Yordan hopefully feeling better, bounces back at 5,700. Teoscar at 52 is interesting versus Winkowski. Lou Bob's back as well. Randy Rose ran a big game on Monday. He went deep. He's $4,900 versus Suarez. That could be another nice kind of overlooked spot there for Mr. Rosarena. going even cheaper into the 4K ranges now. Kyle Tucker at 47 is still far too cheap. Just does not get respect like he deserves. So that's a great price point for Mr. Kyle Tucker. Mentioned Melendez earlier. Ian Happ versus Woodford at 43 is interesting. I'll say that much. I don't mind that. Watch the weather in Ripley, though. That's one thing I definitely would keep an eye on. Nick Castellanos went deep on Monday's $4,100 versus Lodolo. Maybe he's getting going. Maybe. We'll see. Michael Harris the second at 41 versus Brubaker is a very good price. That's a good value. Even though it's ninth, it does not matter. Jesse Winker at 4K versus Fede has my attention. I like that quite a bit. Targeting Eric Fede is always something that can be beneficial. Yeah, Eloy Jimenez at 39 keeps producing and keeps being too cheap. Enrique Kike Hernandez is back. He's $3,700 for Stripling. He's another guy you can take a peek at. Mentioned Harold Ramirez earlier at 3,400 for the Tampa Bay Rays as an option for you. Trent Grisham's cheap enough. I haven't looked at Target Savali, but Savali Campbell up. Trent Grisham probably leading off for San Diego. He's $3,300. Don't hate it. It's not one of my top stacks on the slate, but I get it. They're good enough. One of these days, they're just going to start clicking. It's going to be dangerous. Like, I'd rather have Franmil Reyes at 3K versus Woodford. The dude is just crushing. He's hit safely in all but two games since he got traded to the Cubs. He's in like 333 with seven extra base hits, three home runs. The dude's mashing baseballs right now. He's still 3K. Like, that's silly. So I like Franmil quite a bit. The Franmil is loose, folks. So go get on some Franmil Reyes. Below 3K, Lars Nootbaar likely leading off for his Adrian Sampson at $2,700 is outstanding. He is amazing right now, especially in the OBP game, which hit leadoff, scores some runs at that price point, pays off in a big, big way. You don't need the massive production which he's giving you to pay off that position. And other than that, there's gonna be a ton of value like we talked about yesterday. It kind of depends on the lineups. There's a ton of options down here in the lower rows. Like, you got your Fraley's and your Hagerty's and all these dudes down here, so check lineups and see what pops up. Recapping your pitching, Rodon is the guy I want up top if I'm paying up. I rank him Rodon, Cease, Verlander, Burns. All great plays. But in reality, I probably save money, go to Robbie Ray and Max Fried in the 9K range. And then I drop down to Kluber and Stripling in the 7K range. Or I just pull the way down to, if you think you're stacking things up on this slate, you're going to want to look at the likes of potentially Philadelphia versus Lodolo. That's kind of interesting. But then I like the idea of Atlanta versus Brubaker. That checks the box. The Mets versus Frankie Montas is on point as well. Tampa Bay, maybe, but I like the other ones better. But Toronto-Boston is a great game to stack, especially the Toronto side versus Wachowski. I think that's a really good spot there for Toronto. I don't mind the Giants versus Hutchinson. It just sucks being in Detroit. Check the weather in St. Louis and Chicago. I like both options in that game. Preferably St. Louis, but both options against Woodford and Sampson. Some other options are that Arizona-KC game. Talked about it a lot. That is our hopefully sneaky spot. I like the Arizona side versus Heasley quite a bit, but do not sleep again on the Royals versus Zach Davies. Pascantino left with an injury. That's a bummer, but we have some loves there. I have a game total of 9, third best on the slate. Keep an eye on that. Coors 100% in play. Texas far too cheap against Herman Marquez. And then I don't mind Miami. It just sucks the ballpark they're in. Seattle versus Fede is 100% on the board. So Seattle, obviously Coors, Arizona KC game. Watch the weather in St. Louis, Chicago, Toronto. Those will be my main stacks, and you can sprinkle some other goodies as well if you so choose. And Metal Alloy in the chat just said Pujols went deep again. The dude is on $2,000. He's $2,000 in a great matchup on Tuesday as well. So keep that in mind when you check things out. And once again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit me up there or join us in the free Fantasy DGens Discord. We'll answer all your questions that we can right there. Give the podcast a rate, review on iTunes and Spotify. And if you're watching it on the old YouTube, give it a thumbs up. Leave a comment in the comment section. That would mean a ton as well. But that'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow night. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 23rd edition. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100 and use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus Chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.